This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. SeaWorld reported higher quarterly profits this morning, but a drop in attendance. Activists have attacked the company for years over its treatment of animals. Then came the 2013 documentary Blackfish, which brought allegations of killer whale mistreatment to a large mainstream audience. Now, with a new CEO and a pile of money spent on marketing and PR, the theme park company is trying to move forward. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
SeaWorld's ticket sales suffered when the documentary was hot. The park has seen some attendance recovery, but new troubles keep multiplying. Right now, California regulators say SeaWorld's San Diego facility can only expand if SeaWorld stops breeding killer whales. The company's fighting back, but even if it wins, it can still lose. Barton Crockett tracks the company for the investment bank, FBR.
This could spark a whole new round of publicity around the animal presence.
The last thing SeaWorld needs is more attention on that. And from a Wall Street perspective, many parks have nothing to do with killer whales.
There's a good, fair question to be asked about whether the SeaWorld kind of noise is overshadowing what I think has been a pretty good performance at Busch Gardens.
Recently, the company has tried to emphasize that and other parts of its portfolio, like the water park Adventure Island. But companies can rely on one thing in a big public controversy, says Paul Argenti, who teaches corporate communications at Dartmouth's Business School.
The good news for SeaWorld is that Americans in particular have pretty short memories, and it'll be forgotten.
And that's part of the story, SeaWorld's trying to sell Wall Street. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.